This CKNW podcast for AIM Medical Imaging, home of AIM Medical Imaging full body MRI scanning. A family history of medical issues is nothing to ignore. Book a preventative screening at aimmedicalimaging.com.
And business opportunities. This day we're talking about India, a nation of more than a billion people. Why not try to get into that market if you are in business? Nemi Banthia, Dr. Banthia, is with us from IC Impacts, which we'll get into it a little bit later in the broadcast, but they are a center dedicated to the development of research collaboration between Canada and India. Nemi, good morning to you.
Yes, good morning to you, Phil.
Tell us a little bit about what it is you and your organization does.
All right. It's a network of centers of excellence. It's a Canada-India Research Center of Excellence where three universities, University of British Columbia, University of Alberta, and University of Toronto, came together to compete for a fund that the federal government had allocated the creation of this center. And, we won the competition, and the center is hosted at the University of British Columbia right now, where I'm a professor.
And what is its goal?
It's working in three specific areas, which are areas that are identified as the needs in both countries, Canada and India. It's first of all in the area of infrastructure. So it is looking at safe and sustainable infrastructure. As you know, India is going through a massive infrastructure revolution right now, about $1.2 trillion dedicated to infrastructure over the next 5 years in their fifth-year plan. And the second area we're working is an integrated water management. Water, as you know, is a great need in India right now with huge demand. And in fact, by 2022, India is expected to run out of all sources of water compared to its demand. The third area we're working on is in the area of public health, particularly in the area of infectious diseases. So those are the three areas we're working in.
Very good. That sets the stage nicely for us to get some headlines set up in here. Then we'll come back and ask you about opportunities for British Columbians, for Canadians, to work and to do business with India. 749, our series of putting BC to work and looking overseas. Dr. Nemi Banthia with us from IC Impacts. They organize and they are part of research collaboration between Canada and India. Dr. Banthia, the market of India is massive, a billion plus people, but I submit to you that for people who don't know it's massive, but culturally, I think, daunting to try to penetrate. Where do you begin?
It's a very good point, actually, Philip. Yeah, but the issues are on both sides, I would say. And unfortunately, Canada in the past has not done very well in doing business with India. And also, there is no recognition for Canadian expertise in many areas in India, for example. Mm-hmm. So our trade is stuck at approximately $5.5 billion at the moment, and you know if you just look at the trade U.S. with India, for example, which is 20 times bigger. So where do you begin? I think you begin with a center like ours, where I think what we are doing is we are connecting with the three sectors. Actually, we're connecting with the academic institutions in India. So there is an exchange of faculty, exchange of students. So we are creating essentially a brand for Canadian technology there, or what we can do together. Second is a connection with the government. Indeed, the Indian government is now funding a fair bit of joint research with us in Department of Biotechnology, Department of Science and Technology, Council for Scientific and Industrial Research. So that's the other second connection I think we have from the center with the Indian government, wherein also lies, in fact, a whole bunch of possibilities in terms of creating a recognition for Canadian technology and Canadian products. Last but not least is connecting with society there.
Yes.
As part of our center, what we have is a number of partner communities. These are small villages to mid-sized towns to cities, large cities, which are our partner communities. So whatever research we are doing with academic institutions in India is going to be directly applied in this partner community setting. I think through these three things, one can actually create a tremendous recognition for the Canadian brand, the Canadian technology. Just to give you an example, we were down in Vizag, which is a very large steel-producing unit, or one of the largest steel-producing plants in India. And some of the Canadian companies that came down with us, in fact, will now end up getting huge, essentially, a business opportunity to work with steel client in Vizag. So they would not have known otherwise what's available in or in terms of expertise and in terms of technology. Now they do through the center.
Well, I'm sorry to interrupt. I don't mean to, but you're making the absolute crucial point of needing contacts before you go. We'll take one more quick break, ask for your patience, and then come back and continue. Back to Dr. Nemi Banthia talking about doing business in India. And I would put it to you, Nemi, that one thing that everybody should do about India is put your preconceived notions in the dustbin. I think people's views are seriously off kilter about India, the image of the extreme poverty. There is that, but it is also one of the most modern societies on the planet. I was there in Kerala State last year. I drove through a hospital complex that was the size of a city.
Mm-hmm. And oh, absolutely.
And we have the wrong image. They are eager and wanting to do business.
Oh, absolutely. I couldn't have said it better myself. There is very large problem with our perception of India. And we always look at India as a country that's needing aid, and things, reality is completely different. I think India needs Canada as much as Canada needs India. And if we are to look at doing business with India, it has to be completely at a partner level. You know, there are huge opportunities in India, and I believe the only way we can do this is by working as partners. And I should also stress that there are technologies in India that Canada needs, for example. We were looking at essentially the possibility of Patola Bridge being monitored likely by a Canadian by an Indian company.
Mm-hmm.
So why not? I think, you know, this is the way we need to start looking at India now. India has changed, and we need India.
And it's breathtaking in a way. And as much as the red tape is pretty catastrophic in India, the brains, the minds of the young people are bar second to none.
Absolutely.
I've enjoyed speaking with you. Thank you very much for joining us this morning. And it's such an incredibly complex country, but it is so breathtaking, so stunning to go. I know I've said this to you before from trips that I've done to India. If you can put it on your list, if you can put it on your list, not so much even for business, but if you can go and take your kids to see parts of India, you will never, never regret it. The news comes up next.